Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line, Congressman Chris Jacobs, talking about the end of session, some of the things that might get done in the quote-unquote lame duck session. Chris, thanks for being with us this morning. We'll start with this idea of an assault weapons ban being put forward. Your thoughts on this, and how likely is it to gain any traction?
Thank you for having me. I think that, as you know, the legislation did pass the House about 6 weeks ago, and you need 60 votes in the Senate. I think that it's highly unlikely that's going to happen, which is not surprising. So I don't know if they put it to the floor for a vote. I always think that's a good idea. You never know. And also people are accountable on where they are on an issue. If that doesn't pass, that probably is means that this cycle, this legislation is not going to happen. And I've mentioned that all along, that was my belief, because I do not believe that there's enough support on either side. Now, in disclosure, I voted for the assault weapon ban. I said I would vote for it, but I also said if that is not achievable, there are a lot of other things we can do in the Congress to decrease the likelihood of mass shootings, like what we have done in New York, would raise the age to 21 to acquire assault weapon. It's 21 to buy beer. I think it's highly reasonable to be 21 for this level of lethality, that instrument. Also, limit the magazine size. Why does somebody need a magazine of 30 or 40 or 50 rounds to hunt or protect themselves? I don't believe they do. Those two things alone, I think, would mitigate a lot of this. But so I think that it's highly unlikely it passes. And then, the chances for next cycle are even less likely, because you would have to reissue and revote the legislation in the House, and it's likely that the Republican leadership will not bring it to the floor. So this is a chance if not going to happen. But, let's not let perfect be the enemy of the good. I do think there's some legislation we can do. I've also introduced legislation in regards to assault weapons, not a ban, but a licensing regimen, similar to what we do in New York for pistol permits, where you have to take a gun safety class. There's an enhanced background check. It's basically a little bit of a cooling off period from you being able to want this gun to get it. Because what we see with the mass shootings is most of these mass shootings happen young men, but also who have recently acquired the firearm. They're working on an impulse or mental health issue, and they get it quickly. If we could put a few more obligations before you can get that, and a cooling off period, also the opportunity for law enforcement to be maybe become a little more aware of what's going on, that is another thing I think that could be effective in mitigating these horrendous things that we see. And of course, we again came to light this week with the pleading on the Buffalo shooting in the Tops Markets.
Congressman, you're really leaving Congress over the issue of the assault weapons ban, right? I mean, do you regret that decision at all if the ban is not approved?
No, I don't. I believe, when Buffalo happened and how profoundly it affected, in particular, the families and the individuals, but also our entire community. And then also, 2 weeks later, Uvalde. and 19 children passing away, perishing senselessly. I just felt that I needed to speak up on this issue, and I am a Second Amendment supporter. I fought for it as county clerk, but that does not mean every instrument should be available to everyone. And these are military-grade firearms that were designed to kill people and kill people fast. And I don't think that everybody needs this, and I just needed to speak up on it. So I don't, and I will continue to fight for what I think is balanced approaches to preserve Second Amendment, but also avoid, if I can, avoid these tragedies happening in the future. And unfortunately, we're not there yet. There's a lot of other issues. I agree with those, mental health issues. I think video games play a role, family disintegration and weakness. But to say any further gun control is off the table from those on that side of the aisle, I do not think is an intellectually honest discussion. So we need to kind of tone down the rhetoric on this issue and really work together on a holistic approach. But I believe assault weapons need to have more constraints and a minimum than what we have right now.
I'm curious, what is the past month and in many ways this next month look like for you? It is the so-called lame duck session. You are not going to be in office in, a few short weeks. What does it look like being a congressman in that position?
Well, first, I want to say how proud I am of my staff. There was recently an article in the New York Post how several congressmen who were leaving lost their elections, shut down their offices and said they're not doing any more work, any more constituent work. That is not us. I was elected to for a 2-year term, and I'm serving, as are my staff. We are doing constituent work all the way till they kick us out of our office. I'm frankly already kicked out of my D.C. office, but we are still advocating and fighting, and we've secured millions of dollars for our constituents, VA benefits, Social Security benefits, PPP benefits, and continue to do that. And look, I'm introducing legislation this week you'll hear about. I'm not going to talk about it right now. I recently introduced legislation regarding licensing of assault weapons. Now, I know that's not going to pass, but I'm putting those ideas out there as a marker. And I believe, and I've been talking to other members, of who's going to pick that up and continue. Legislation usually doesn't happen in one cycle. It doesn't happen overnight. And so I believe we have some good ideas. We're going to continue to fight and put it forward. Yes, this is a lame duck session, but it's important. We need to keep the government funding going. Today, we have an important vote on the rail strike. Look, we have this is one issue we need to resolve on rail. To have this happen right before Christmas would be really, really damaging to our economy and our people. But we have a major issue with supply chain. And the bigger issue, and I've said this over and over again, is China. China is locking down again. That's going to be a huge issue with supply chain. I mean, and we still see empty shelves. My wife always talks about that. There's still a limited baby formula. I can only buy a limited amount. This is unbelievable in the United States. We still do this. Tylenol, limited, because we're so dependent on China for so much of our medical supplies. We need to decouple from China and rebuild our manufacturing infrastructure here. That is a priority that the next Congress has to have, and I'll speak up on it as long as I can while I'm here and after as a private citizen.
Chris, how will you vote on this threatened rail strike later today?
I haven't read all the legislation. I certainly wish both parties would have come together. I also wish Joe Biden would have told us that when he took a victory lap that he had this deal done months ago, that it really wasn't agreed upon by all the unions. But this is going to pass the Congress, and I think we have done this before. This is interstate commerce. Rail is a unique animal, and we are so dependent on it. So I believe it will pass. There's still time for both parties to get together. Maybe this pressure can do that. There's all, having been in situations and negotiations, the 11th hour is when usually things happen. That would be great. But we cannot shut down our rail a couple weeks before Christmas.
Interesting to note. People are now looking at this as a political issue, too, putting Democrats in a tough spot. How do you view that? The politics getting involved in critical infrastructure.
Yeah, I mean, certainly you want two parties to be able to negotiate, and I respect these workers and what the critical role they play. I regret that. Now, look, I believe my understanding is there was 12 unions and four decided that they wouldn't support it. So the majority are for it. It's a 24% increase over 4 years of their salaries and then there's sick time issues. And I certainly wish this would be resolved. But again, this is, one of the backbones of this economy in our nation. And under the situation, what we're doing, we're just climbing out of this disaster of our supply chain crisis on our freight, our water freight. And we're not there yet. And it's probably going to get worse, as I said, because of what's happening in China. So we just can't do this and have this happen now. So I just think for the sake of the citizens throughout the nation, the majority who are dependent on this, we're going to have to step in. We haven't yet. I would encourage them to get to the table today. But if not, my strong belief is it will pass the Congress.
All right. Any hints you want to drop about what you plan to do in the new year?
I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to be a lobbyist. So I'm going to just go back to the private sector. I've certainly never say never for the future, but private sector and also, continue to serve our great community as a private citizen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.